Say, it's time for...
All sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all sweet. All sweet is the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you all sweet margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, vacation time comes but once a year and ends so very quickly. Right now, the Mortimer Meeks are on the last lap of their vacation as the family car approaches the little white house with the green shutters.
Oh, it's going to feel so good to get back home.
Oh, it sure is, Mother. My sunburn is here.
Oh, man. That sweet, soft, ever-loving bed of mine. Whew. This driving is sure tiring. Keep both your hands on the wheel, Morty.
Yes, Lori, yes. You must be exhausted from giving me directions. Well, we're almost home.
Uh-huh. This is the Donovan's house. Hiya, Jill.
Peggy, Jill can't hear you.
I know, but I can't wait to talk to her. Oh, Mother, can I have the kids over tonight?
Tonight? Oh, no.
Well, here we are. Home, sweet home.
Oh, does it look wonderful? I can hardly wait to... Mortimer.
Huh?
The lawn. It looks as though it's been burned.
Oh, now, Agatha, don't go imagining... Hey, it has been burned.
But, Daddy, what's this piece of paper hanging on the bush?
Hmm? Looks like kids printing. Not very neat.
Here, let me see here. Check this. Come to the Big Wild West show on the Meeks front lawn.
Huh?
Huh? Featuring burning of the stagecoach and prairie fire.
Ah.
Watch this. 5 cents each on the grass, 10 cents each in Mrs. Meeks' petunia bag.
Oh,
my great heavens, my poor petunia.
Oh, Daddy, look, your wheelbarrow. It's been scorched.
Yeah, the burned stagecoach.
Oh, it's sure lucky I had you put away my hammock before we left, Morty. Mm.
Oh, well, come on, let's go in. We're lucky those wild Indians didn't burn the house down.
Well, maybe the U.S. cavalry arrived in time, dear.
Oh, Mortimer, please. My lovely lawn.
Don't worry, Mother. Daddy and I'll fix the front yard up. And we are home.
Yeah, like Morty says. Home, sweet home. Boy, it sure is.
Oh, my goodness. Be careful, Louie. Oh, milk bottles. Dozens of them.
Yeah, Louie, did you talk to the milkman like you were supposed to?
Now, wait a minute, Morty. I couldn't think of everything before we left.
Mm. All right. Let's just close our eyes and go into the house. After all, we've had a lovely vacation.
You're right, dear. And now that we're home, we can get a good rest from our vacation.
Say, would you like to hear my story of the lady and the bookend? Now, they were such beautiful bookends, but they were costly. Now, our heroine saved for those bookends. She cut corners here. She cut corners there. But alas, she could never save quite enough. Until one day, she heard about all sweet margarine. How delicious it was. What a delicate, natural flavor it had. And how little it cost. So she used all sweet in the kitchen and won new laurels for her cakes and cookies. She served all sweet at the table to a chorus of compliments from her fuzzy family. And then one wonderful day, she had enough for her beautiful bookend. And now, although those bookends are proudly displayed on her desk, she still serves all sweet. Yes, you see, her family insists. They discovered all sweet tastes so good melting into baked potatoes, enriching fresh vegetables. And all sweet on our heroine's hot biscuits? Right out of this world. So take a cue from our lady of the bookends. Serve all sweet and save. Remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Mother, I asked you before. Can I have the kids over tonight? I want to tell them all about my vacation.
Morty, how about borrowing me the car? Little old Gert is probably pining away for her lover boy.
Mother, I asked
you. Hey, Morty.
You.
Weren't you listening?
Oh, please, both of you. We just got home. We're tired. The house is a shambles.
And so am I.
And we can all do with a little peace and quiet. Now, the first thing is to get some food on the table. Louie, what did you do with those cold cuts?
Huh? Cold cuts?
The cold cuts I asked you to bring from the car.
Those cold cuts.
Yes, they're for our supper tonight. Can't do any cooking on your first night home, you know.
Put them in the kitchen like you asked me to, sis. You didn't get very much, did you?
I got 2 whole pounds.
Ooh, that's a lot of cold cuts, wasn't it?
Yeah. Louis, where did you put those cold cuts? As if I didn't know.
Now, wait a minute. I put them on the kitchen table, and then suddenly everything went kind of hazy.
No cold cuts for supper.
Oh, Louie, how could you?
Now, don't jump to conclusions. All I had was 2 sandwiches.
With the bread cut lengthwise.
Well, it just means that someone will have to go down to the store and get some more cold cuts.
Well, tired as I am, I'll volunteer. Hey, I could take the mustard with me.
Yeah, that's like sending the wolf to tend to the sheep. I'll go, Agatha. I've got to put the car in the garage anyway.
Oh, thanks, dear. And Peggy and I'll start to set the table.
Okay, Mom.
I think I'll rest up before supper. Hey, buddy.
Yes, Louie.
Get some dill pickles, will you? Bake ones.
Yes, yes, yes. And Louie. Stay asleep, will you, until everything's on the table? We'll wake you up after we've got the food safely on the plate. Ah, now to put the car in the garage. Good old faithful Betsy. She certainly held up on the trip. Yes, sir.
Oh, my gracious. Mr. Meek, I haven't come to see you for weeks.
That's your premise.
Yes.
You remembered me.
Yes.
Well, you see, I've been away on a vacation.
Oh.
Yeah, just going to put the car in the garage and open the garage windows. You know how musty a place gets with the doors and windows closed.
Don't worry about your garage windows being closed, Meek.
No, why not?
There's a new boy in the neighborhood with an air rifle.
Ping! Oh, my gracious. Did he break my windows?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. But I do notice that the birds fly in one side and out the other.
I guess they're the birds that perch in our cherry tree in the backyard.
Oh, no. They don't perch in your cherry tree anymore, Meek.
No? Well, where do they perch?
In your weeds. They're higher.
Yes, gracious. Seems like that's the worst part of coming back from a vacation. Repairs, cleaning up.
Tell me, did you have a simply wonderful, marvelous vacation or the usual kind?
Well, I had a wonderful time, yes, and I feel like a new person.
Really? Anybody I know?
No, Dr. Furmish. I mean, I just feel fine.
Oh.
Yes, I spent a lot of time in the sun. How do you like my coat of tan?
Your coat of tan?
Uh-huh.
You should have got a size larger.
Yeah, you should have seen me when I blistered.
Oh.
How did you spend your vacation, Dr. Furmish?
Oh, Meek, it was perfect. Picture a place where there are no flies and no mosquitoes.
Yes?
Picture a place where your bed has inner spring mattresses.
Uh-huh.
Picture a place where no summer boarders tell you about their operations and where there's plenty of peace and privacy.
My gracious, it sounds wonderful. Where is this place?
I don't know. I saw it in a picture.
Yeah.
Well,
Dr. Furbish, didn't you have any vacation?
Oh, yes, I did. I had a lovely time. I got away from everybody.
Yeah? Well, how'd you do that?
I zipped myself into a moth-proof bag.
Oh.
Well, Meek, I must be off. It's been appalling, but enthralling. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. I'm home. I put the car in the garage and stopped at the store. It was just closing. They were out of cold cuts, but I did get their last package of Swift's Premium Franks. 2 apiece.
Oh, that's fine, dear. I'll just put them on the stove and we'll eat in a few minutes.
Good. Where's your sister?
Oh, Jill Donovan called and Peggy just had to run over there for a minute. You know how children are.
Oh, of course. Peggy just had to tell Jill about her new conquest. And speaking of children, where's Louis? I see the couch is unoccupied.
The poor dear's upstairs taking a rest in his room.
Yeah, overtired his appetite, no doubt.
My, it certainly is good to be home.
Yeah, it certainly is. No noise, no disturbances, no kind. Yes, I spoke too soon.
Answer, dear. It's probably only Gertrude, Louis' friend, welcoming him home.
Oh, Gertrude. Well, I don't mind talking to her. She's cute. hello, Gert.
This is not Gert.
This is Agatha. Oh, Mr. Barker.
And get women and other nonsense off your mind, Meek. Remember the motto of Barker and Company, big business, quick decision.
Yes, Mr. Barker. Do you want my opinion on a decision?
I don't want your opinion on anything, Meek. I want your cooperation.
My cooperation?
Meek, old man, an emergency has arisen, and I want you to arrive to meet it.
Yes, sir.
As you know, Birdie and I, Mrs. Barker, that is, have just returned from our vacation, Atlantic City. The scenic beauties were wonderful.
Well, Mr. Barker, I'm glad you enjoyed the scenery. Tell me about the beauty.
Stop wasting time, Meek. We've just returned, and you know how empty a larder is when you get back from a holiday.
Oh, I certainly do. I just got back from the store.
Birdie says there isn't a thing in the house. Meek, Mr. Berwick is here.
What? Mr. Berwick, our biggest customer?
Exactly. And you know how he loves sweets.
Oh, sure. I remember his last trip here. He has a tremendous appetite.
I knew you'd understand. Well, he's going to take dinner at your house.
Well, that's fine. He's good. He's at our house.
Entertain him lavishly, Meek. Expense is no object. He's important. Our entire future may hinge on your dinner.
Well, but boss...
Remember, the way to a client's contract is through his stomach. Do it like a frown. Not at all. Signed, lavishly yours, Walter Barker.
Oh, lavishly yours. My gracious, what am I going to tell Agatha?
I didn't bother to set the table, Mortimer. We can all eat picnic style.
Picnic style.
Well, what's the matter, dear? You look like you've lost your best friend.
Well, I hope I don't when I tell you. That was Mr. Barker, dear.
Oh, really? How is the old bear? And how did he and Mrs. Barker enjoy their vacation?
He's the same old bear. I mean, the same old Barker. And, well, now, dear, you know how it is when you get back from your vacation. I mean, the house upset and no food.
Oh, I certainly do. Poor Mrs. Barker. It's the woman who pays for everything, including vacation. You men just don't understand.
Look, Agatha, dear, Mr. Berwick is in town. You remember our biggest client?
Berwick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. He's the one who ordered a double porterhouse steak the last time we took him out. My, I've never seen such an appetite. On a human, that is.
Yes, he is a hearty eater. Why, he even impressed Louis. well, Agatha.
Yes?
Well, you know how it is in business, Chantal. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you're called upon to call upon others to do things that you never in the world would call upon anybody to do yourself.
I lost you on the second call, dear.
Yes. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mr. Berwick is terribly important to Barker and Company, and he's terribly important to me, too. My whole future may depend on Mr. Berwick. That's why we have to have him over for dinner tonight.
Oh, that's why we have to have him over for dinner?
Yeah.
Tonight? Here? Mortimer Meek, how can you stand there and talk nonsense like that? Now, stop making bad jokes and help me.
This joke is on me, dear. I mean us. Mr. Barker made all of the arrangements, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, Mortimer.
Oh, now, please, dear. I couldn't
help... The house is a wreck, dust and insects. There's nothing in the icebox or the pantry, and I...
Daddy! Huh?
What?
Guess what? Jill and Elsie and Charles and Richard and Elmer are all coming over here for a weenie roast in the backyard. We just called everybody up on the telephone, and they said that... Well, what's the matter? You both look as if you've just seen a ghost.
A ghost would be a pleasant interruption.
Oh, if you only knew...
Hiya, folksies. Boy, do I feel refreshed after my nap. Hey, guess what? I just talked to little old Gert, and she's coming by for a few minutes. Good old Gert. She's bringing her appetite.
She's bringing what?
She's bringing her appetite. She hasn't eaten yet, so I asked her to take potluck with us. Hey, sis, what's the matter? Is something wrong?
Oh.
Mother.
No, Louie, no. Nothing's wrong, really. We just should never have come home from our vacation.
Oh, hello, Mr. Weigel. Come in, won't you?
Hi, everybody. What's cooking?
Only Daddy. And he's doing a slow burn to a turn.
Well, as usual, will someone please give me a peek into this Meek mystery?
Oh, it's that man Barker, Mr. Weigel. Here we are, just back from our vacation, and he's sending Mr. Berwick over for dinner tonight. Can you imagine it?
Well, it's easy to imagine what a bang-up dinner you can give him, Mrs. Meek. A nice fresh fruit cocktail to start off with. Fried spring chicken, fresh asparagus, creamy whipped potatoes, and strawberry shortcake.
But, Mr. Weigel, you don't know...
Oh, wait, you mean I don't know how to fry chicken? Why, with All Sweet margarine, it's a cinch. You see, All Sweet is ideal for all kinds of frying. It doesn't sputter and splatter. And what's more, All Sweet's delicate natural flavor will actually enhance the goodness of all your favorite foods. Those creamy whipped potatoes, that fresh asparagus,
but that... Mr. Weigel, I mean...
Oh, you mean what kind of a strawberry shortcake you should serve? Well, for my money, there's only one kind of strawberry shortcake, Mrs. Meek. Tender baking powder biscuits, split while warm and fragrant, spread with All Sweet margarine, and covered with crushed sweetened berries, and topped off with mountains of whipped cream. Mm-mm, don't you agree, Louis?
Yeah, biscuits, whipped cream, strawberry. Now, wait a minute, Weigel. Don't go getting me worked up this way. What Aggie's trying to tell you is that her cupboard makes old Mother Hubbard's look like a well-stocked supermarket.
Super? Why, certainly, All Sweet is a super spread that... what'd you say, Louis?
I said there's no chicken in the house, there's no strawberries, there's no nothing.
Well, there's no point in my hanging around then. Goodbye, folks. I'll be seeing you.
Mother? Does this bass go back on the piano or the desk?
The agitator. Is this the whole list of everything you want done?
What do I do now? I swept all the dust and stuff under the corner of the rug, and now it's got lumps.
Please, all of you. I am only one person, and I can't answer everybody's questions, do everyone's thinking, and work and get anything done myself. Oh, Mortimer, I just can't take it.
No, dear, it won't be so bad.
Oh, at once, sis. Gert and me, we can eat out in the kitchen.
And we kids will be out in the backyard.
Well, you see, dear, there'll only be you and me and Mr. Berwick.
Oh, Mr. Berwick, and he's so fussy about food, and he likes such a lot of it. Oh, Mortimer, can't you do anything about this?
Yeah, Morty, you ought to be able to think of something. Can't you see this is making a wreck out of Aggie?
Father, I have an idea.
Huh?
No, I don't suppose it would do any good to try to reason with Mr. Barker.
Hey, that's it. Call old man Barker and tell him you'll take Berwick out for dinner.
Brother Louie, that's pure inspiration.
But Agatha, you...
it's nothing, sis. I keep telling you that I'm part genius.
And part whale.
Mortimer, you've got to do it.
Got to do it.
Call Mr. Barker and be tactful, but firm.
Be firm, yeah.
Simply explain that we just can't entertain Mr. Berwick. Make it clear.
Make it clear, yeah.
Well, what are you waiting for? Louis gave you the inspiration.
Yeah, well, he should have given me the aspirin. Mr. Barker just gave me another headache. But Mr. Barker...
And third of all, Meek, where's your loyalty to Barker and Company? You know that Berwick is important to us.
But Mr. Barker...
Our future hinges on his order. He must be entertained properly. At home.
Then Mr. Barker...
At home, do you hear me? Your home.
But, Ma...
No buts about it, Meek. Either you entertain Berwick, or I'll entertain a proposal to accept your resignation. I have nothing more to say. Signed, conclusively and finally yours, Walter Barker.
Conclusively and finally. Well, now I know how it feels to be bat boy for the White Sox.
I think Mr. Barker is completely unreasonable, Mother.
You're being very kind about Mr. Barker, Peggy.
I called Jill. She's been very cooperative about the whole thing. We're having our spread in her backyard.
That's very sweet of Jill. Oh, I wish Mortimer and Louie would get back.
What'd you say they went to, Mother?
It was Louie's idea. They're out in the neighborhood trying to see if they can borrow some food now that the stores are closed. Mm-hmm. Goodness, I feel just like a beggar.
Oh.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, you just got enough roast beef for one sandwich, Mrs. King, huh? Well, no use taking that little bit with me. And no sense in letting it go to waste, neither. I'll just eat it here, huh? Oh, why, thank you, Mrs. Martin. I would appreciate a chocolate eclair. You know, it's my favorite fruit. Besides, it'll give me the strength to carry on. Well, if you insist, Mrs. Gates. Oh, those cookies. Delish.
And so that's our problem, Dr. Furmish, and if you could only help me with it.
Ah, of course. I have the complete answer. Meek, you shall have your entire meal.
Oh, gracious, I'm so grateful. I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say it. It sounds much better that way, don't you think?
Mm.
Now, to provide you with the wherewithal, let me speak.
Ah,
I have it.
Yes. Well, but Dr. Furmish, you don't keep food in your file drawers, do you?
Here we are, Meek. Your worries are over.
But, Doctor...
Goffier, the learned and noted French chef and gourmet. Here are his complete recipes. Voila.
Recipes? Oh, no.
You don't have to say a word, either of you. I can tell by looking that you've both failed completely.
I'm exhausted, sis.
You sure are, Uncle Louis. Your eyes look sort of gray. You look positively numb.
Yes, all over.
But Mortimer, Meek, you are not numb, and you do have a problem.
Well,
Mr. Burroughs will be here in less than an hour, and we still don't have a thing in the house.
Mother, suppose we could serve Mr. Berwick a Chinese dinner. That would be exotic and filling at the same time, wouldn't it?
Be practical, Peggy. We might as well try to fix one of those ridiculous recipes your father brought back from Dr. Furnish.
But I am being practical. Why don't we just call up Ah Sing's Cantonese Cafe and have them send over a complete Chinese dinner? Peggy, that's a brilliant idea.
Niecy, you're a genius, too, like me. I'll get right on the phone and call Ossing. Let's see. 3 orders of everything for Erwick, 1 each for Aggie and Mort, and an extra order for me, for after a while. Hey, now, listen, Ossing. Now, listen. I'll repeat it once more.
Oh, sure. Ossing, an honorable ancestor of House of Ossing. Delighted to serve, Machamongang.
Yeah, whoa, wait a minute. Now, don't give me no double talk and pay attention. I want 6 orders of chop suey, see? 4 chicken and 2 beef.
Okay, 6 orders of chop suey, 4 chicken, 2 beef. It's a choice. Highly nutritious.
Oh, quit sounding like Weigel, will you? And take down the rest of the orders.
Sure.
6 orders of egg foo young. You got that?
Oh, sure. 6 orders of egg foo young. Very good. I think the serve egg foo young very attractive. Arrange in a pattern on a plate in a very scenic fashion.
Okay. Never mind the landscape gardening. Just arrange it all in the paper cartons and get it over to Mortimer Meeks in a big hurry. You understand? Double chop chop. Notice how I handle that foreign language here.
Okay, excuse me, please. You wish Ossing to deliver?
Yeah, sure, right away. Double quick to Mortimer Meeks.
No. So sorry. No delivery today.
Huh? What do you mean, no deliveries today?
On the worthy son of Ossing ought to play baseball. Just like a home run. No delivery. Some kid, huh? No, so sorry.
Well, how do you like that?
Oh, dear. I don't think I can stand another disappointment. Mortimer, get your hat and get down to Ossing's and hurry. Mr. Berwick is practically here.
Oh, boy. Getting out all this fancy silverware and all these high-class dishes is no easy job, I'm telling you that. Think you can carry this platter too, Peggy?
All right, Uncle Louie. No sense making 2 trips.
Now, be careful, Peggy. Those are our best things.
I will, Mother.
Oh, at least the table will look beautiful. Maybe that will take Mr. Berwick's mind off the chop suey.
You all set, Niecy?
All set.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and lead the way.
Okay.
You just follow close to him. And if anything happens, I'll be right there to save the day.
Okay.
Don't you think you've got too big a pile?
No, sis. I've arranged it in a very scientific fashion. Here. It's all a matter of distribution of weight, you see, like the stress on a bridge. You see, you take that, the dust from the sweeping, and you...
Louie, my best dishes. What a day.
My aching back. By the time I'm through with this job, all the rest and energy I stored up on my vacation will be completely spent.
Don't worry, Uncle Louie. A few days in your little beddy by and on the sofa, and you'll be yourself again. There. That's the last piece of broken crockery. Now you can take the dustpan out to the kitchen and dump it.
Oh, for goodness, clear out to the kitchen, Niecy? Why can't I just sort of spread it under the corner of the dining room rug, huh?
Because I'm watching you.
Uh-oh.
Now, out to the kitchen. March.
Well, hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm home, and I got some wonderful food from our sink.
Oh, come on in, Mortimer.
Yeah. Yes, I got chop suey, egg foo young, egg rolls. Now, Aggie, get that long look off your face. Mr. Berwick will be delighted with our dinner. It's fit for a king.
That's nice. See if you can find a queen to serve it to him.
Now, what is all of this? What's wrong?
Uncle Louie sneezed, Daddy, while I was carrying our very best dishes. Now we have lots of very fine crockery. 1,000,000 pieces.
And Mr. Berwick, the food connoisseur, will have his dinner off some of our old assorted plates. Oh, Mortimer, we'll be disgraced.
Well, we'll just have to make the best of it, dear.
Mr. Barker and his eyes. Oh, my gracious, that must be Mr. Berwick now.
Oh, no. Yes. And me and my apron.
I'll take the packages from our thing. I'll take
it. Here you are, dear. Now, be careful. It's awful heavy. Oh, but look,
no,
look out.
Oh, no.
Well, it was bound to happen.
Fate is a funny thing.
I know you both won't mind if I have a mild case of hysterics.
Well, I suppose we could pretend we're not at home.
There are other jobs in the world.
Name one.
Sure, Barker and Company isn't the only one.
No, he'll never go away. I might just as well open the door.
Oh, go ahead, dear. Nothing matters now.
Hey, come right in, Mr. Berwick. We're a little upset, but we never... Gosh, Mr. Barker. Where's Mr. Berwick?
At his hotel. Well, don't stand there with your mouth open, Meek. You look like a fish.
Yes, hooked.
Berwick phoned. He's not feeling well. He's
not feeling well?
He can't come to dinner. Sorry and all that.
And all that.
So I came over.
So you came over.
My wife, Bertie, and I, we had a small disagreement. Mm. I insisted that she cook dinner for us, and she insisted that she wouldn't on her first night home.
Well, who won the argument, as if I didn't know?
I decided not to press the point, so get your coat on.
Get my coat on?
And tell the rest of the family to get dressed, too, your wife and daughter. And I suppose, Louis. Well, don't just stand there. I'm taking you all out to dinner.
What? You're taking us all out to dinner?
You heard me. Hate to eat by myself. No one to shout at. Well, hurry up. It's late and I've got to stop off at Berwick's hotel. I'm bringing him some bicarbonate of soda.
Yes.
Well, Meek?
Agatha?
Yes? What is it now?
Wait for me, dear. I'm joining you in that mild case of hysterics.
The next time you feel like a party, why not make it a Sunday brunch? Invite the crowd for 11 o'clock to take care of the late sleepers. Then set up card tables with your prettiest linen and start off with strawberries. Set on a plate in a ring around a mound of powdered sugar. Follow up with lots of hot coffee, platters of Swift's premium bacon and crisp waffles. And then for a new taste thrill, serve a honey and all-sweet mix on those waffles. This delicious mix is simply a combination of honey and all-sweet mixed together. But what a heavenly combination it is. Just cream one part all-sweet with two parts honey. It's done in a flash because all-sweet blends perfectly and so easily. And how your Sunday morning guests will love the delicate, natural flavor of all-sweet mixed with the pungent sweetness of honey. Be sure you fix a plenty, though, for this honey all-sweet mix is going to be the hit of the breakfast. And don't worry about the budget, for all-sweet is the table spread that costs so little but adds so much. So remember, all-sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meek, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrot. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.